Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Item number, SCP-3184. Object class safe. Special containment procedures.
SCP-3184 instances are to be stored, maintained, and propagated as required in respective testing procedures in site Botanical Research Center. Most SCP-3184 instances are to be tended as per standard flora maintenance 3184-A, with variants in individual species of SCP-3184 to be catered for appropriately. To prevent injury from more hazardous individuals, standard flora maintenance 3184-B must be followed in accordance.
Description:
SCP-3184 is a collection of carnivorous plants of the family Lux locidae, as named by Foundation research staff. All individuals of SCP-3184 have external physiology that mimics common man-made light fixtures. All species of SCP-3184 have a complex metabolic system for producing large quantities of luciferin, a chemical which can result in bioluminescence, in an appendage analogous to a light bulb with luminosity observed to be between 200 and... This luminescence appears to be a mechanism for attracting insect prey, which become entrapped within SCP-3184 individuals for digestion. The method of entrapment varies between each species and is suited to the light fixture that the plant mimics. See SCP-3184 species list for further information on variations between each species. The majority of species of SCP-3184 have an exterior shell, presumed to be mimicking plastic materials found in light fixtures, which is keratinous in nature. Some species have an exterior mesh comprised of metalloprotein polymer, with intrinsic metal ions densely oriented for the purpose of conducting electricity. The method of electricity production within these individuals of SCP-3184 is currently unknown. Metal ions integrated into these proteins have been mostly observed as aluminium or copper. However, other metals have been noted, such as gold, carbon, an unknown metallic alloy, and cellular structure of SCP-3184 instances is similar to non-anomalous plants. However, most SCP-3184 instances possess few to no chloroplasts within their cells. It is unclear how the process of photosynthesis is circumnavigated in SCP-3184 species. Most SCP-3184 species have a root system, however this is considered to be vestigial and used to anchor them in place. If individuals of SCP-3184 go for extended periods of time without sustenance, their bioluminescence will cease until an insect or other source of nutrition becomes entrapped. In most cases that this has been observed, it has resulted in the individual's death. This appears to be a major fault in SCP-3184. As a family that would have likely been rendered extinct had it evolved, prompting investigation into manufacture as a possible origin of SCP-3184. SCP-3184 reproduction has been observed, but is nonetheless a rare occurrence. SCP-3184 individuals produce offspring via spore reproduction, in which the dispersal of spores only occurs during periods of dormancy. This is believed to be due to the energy requirement by the organism to produce spores. In many individuals, the release of spores is followed subsequently by death due to energy expiration. Upon fertilization, SCP-3184 individuals produce microscopic buds dorsally along the analogous bulb, at which point they offspring are to be studied and then destroyed, unless otherwise stated by testing protocol.
SCP-3184 species list.
A list of all known species of SCP-3184. The number of discovered individuals in the species, and the type of light fixture mimicked, along with any further notes.
Species Luxlocidae scola. Individuals 27. Notes. Quick bright lighting brand ceiling lights. Quick bright lighting produce ceiling light fixtures commonly found in schools. Investigations into the Quick Bright Lighting factory found no trace of further individuals, and employees belonging to Quick Bright Lighting showed no knowledge of any anomalous plant life upon interviewing. Species Luxlocidae feeder. Individuals 16. Notes. Variations on electrical discharge, insect control systems, informally known as bug zappers. Luxlocidae foetor appears to be more effective than other species of SCP-3184 at attracting prey. Species Luxlocidae scaffi. Individuals 8. 4. Notes. Botanolite Labs. Brand wall-mounted light fixture, as can be seen by a branding label inside the reflection bowl. See Addendum 3184-C. All instances were found in one building at the University of Sussex, United Kingdom. The branding of SCP-3184 instances is different to that of the light fixtures being mimicked. Four instances of Luxlocidae scaffi perished during testing, where it was found that there is no observable mechanism for individuals to contain prey during dormancy, due to an opening in the base of reflection bowl. Species Luxlocidae sol. Individuals 1. Notes. Luxlocidae sol is an exact mimicry of an art piece by artist, which depicts an illuminated star 3 meters in diameter. Observed luminosity varies greatly depending on the number of humans within a 15-meter radius. It is unknown how the individual is able to do this, but it is theorized that location of original art piece is currently unknown. Researcher note, we brought this one in 3 days before it was due to be shown at a popular art exhibition in Frankfurt, Germany. Thank God we got to it when we did. Even we haven't been able to test the upper limits of its illumination due to lack of resources. Species Luxlocidae loston. Individuals 8. Notes. Luxlocidae los comprises various subspecies, all of which mimic lights that mimic real flowers. Mimicry is crude, and the individuals obviously appear like artificial replicas of flowers. However, this species carries more similarities to their real counterparts than other species. 5 individuals of Luxlocidae los emit volatile organic compounds which produce a scent that is analogous to floral aroma. These scents have been described as being lightly sweet, with overtones metallic in nature. The purpose of these scents is unknown. Species Luxlocidae minor. Individuals 49. Notes. Axon Industries brand light emitting diode, LED. Luxlocidae minor is the smallest discovered species of SCP-3184. However, they have been observed to reproduce more efficiently than other species. This is theorized to be due to lower energy usage and production of bioluminescent material. When placed into functional electrical circuits, Luxlocidae minor individuals rupture and explode in a similar manner observed when normal LEDs have a current pass through them that exceeds their ampere limit.
Addendum 3184-A.
SCP-3184 came to Foundation attention when local news reports of a primary school classroom in United Kingdom claimed that a light fixture had begun to wilt and rot. Foundation personnel were dispatched to investigate and discovered a dying instance of Luxlocidae scola. A cover story was perpetuated that a chemical had leaked in the ceiling above the light fixture, leading to its corrosion. The local parish later started a successful fundraising effort to refurbish the school after the news of a chemical leak. In the process of refurbishment, an embedded foundation agent within the community discovered 6 more individuals of Luxlocidae scola.
Addendum 3184-B.
Modification to standard floor maintenance. 3,184 has been put in place due to two separate incidents on Dr. Miss Amber injured herself while tending to an individual of Lux Lossidae feeder when an electrical surge exceeding volts arced from the individual to Dr. causing moderate electrical burns on her right forearm. Intriguingly, other individuals appeared to surge immediately after the initial surge. Tests into possible SCP-3184 communication methods is currently under approval. On the same day as Dr. accident, a Dr. was injured by an individual of Lux Lossidae Scola. While removing insect husks from the individual, it began to excrete large amounts of digestive enzymes that it would have otherwise used for digesting insects. The digestive enzymes formed a fine film around Dr.'s right hand, causing moderate chemical burns. As a result of these two incidents, standard flora maintenance is divided into A and B sections, with A being for docile individuals and B being for hazardous individuals. Investigations into SCP-3184 intelligence are currently under approval.
Addendum 3184-C.
An investigation into Botanolite Labs underwent upon discovery of Lux Lossidae Scaffi through analysis of the paper and adhesive on branding labels found within Lux Lossidae Scaffi. The investigation team was able to trace production of the labels to a printing company in United States. Foundation agents searched the premises of the printing company under the guise of police investigating tax fraud to search for any evidence of dealings with Botanolite Labs. Though no evidence of any dealings were found, scraps of a resume pertaining to one Brandon Brockovich were found to have Botanolite Labs, listed as previous work experience, along with a phone number for the group. Tracing of the phone number led the investigation team to a small house in United States. Upon arrival, the house was seen to be uninhabited. The interior of the house was mostly devoid of furniture and infrastructure was heavily damaged due to extensive infestation of perished SCP-3184 individuals. A thorough search of the house was conducted and several documents were discovered in a damaged microwave. Many of the documents were comprised of genetic analysis data and incoherent scientific abstracts. However, one document was found to be a letter to an individual named from a sender that is believed to be The letter is as follows.
Hey, just wanted to let you know that I'm going to need to head out of here soon and find someplace else to hunker down. It just got a bit out of hand. Hope to see you again soon so we can get back to work. Send my love to the kids. I hope they like the nightlight.
As the investigation is ongoing.